This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. It's been 100 days now since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Kremlin isn't saying much about its plans for the cities, towns, and villages it has bombarded, surrounded, and finally captured. Ukraine's President Zelensky says the Russians now control almost one-fifth of the country's territory. But in a video message marking the war's first 100 days, he made it clear Ukraine will not give up. Victory, he said, will be ours. Political analysts say Moscow is not likely to give up its military gains. Early in the war, the Russians captured much of Kherson, a city in southern Ukraine. A senior official in the Kremlin's ruling party recently visited residents there, telling them, Russia is here forever. I'm Rita Foley.
The European Union on Friday blacklisted Russian military commanders who it said led troops involved in atrocities in Ukraine, describing them as the butchers of Bucha and Mariupol. Its latest sanction list also includes a woman described as closely associated with President Vladimir Putin, although he has denied that the two are romantically linked. The EU released the names of 65 more people targeted by the latest round of sanctions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It also included a ban on most oil imports and removing Russia's top lender from the international SWIFT payments system. Among the 65 people named was a Russian military leader known as the Butcher of Bucha. He's accused of leading Russian troops who allegedly killed, raped, and tortured the citizens of Bucha. Russia has denied its personnel are killing civilians in Bucha. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea reported some 79,100 more people with fever symptoms and one additional death amid its first confirmed coronavirus outbreak. This according to state media KCNA on Saturday. The reclusive country has been waging a battle against an unprecedented COVID-19 wave since declaring a state of emergency and imposing a nationwide lockdown last month. The total number of fever patients compiled across the country since late April neared 4 million, and the death toll rose by 1 to 71, according to KCNA, using data from the State Emergency Epidemic Prevention Headquarters. North Korea has never confirmed how many people have tested positive for COVID-19, apparently lacking testing supplies. But experts have said the publicized numbers could be underreported, and that makes it difficult to assess the actual scale of the situation. U.S. employers Friday reported extending a solid hiring streak. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They added 390,000 jobs last month, snapping a record run of adding at least 400,000 in 12 straight months. The unemployment rate remains a low 3.6%. Many businesses remain desperate to hire as Americans keep spending despite four-decade-high inflation.
The Federal Reserve would like to see job growth slow a bit more to help bring inflation under control.
Still, PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the gain shows the jobs market remains healthy amid fears the economy itself will weaken in coming months as the Federal Reserve tries to fight inflation by boosting interest rates in a bid to slow spending. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Myanmar's junta said Friday it will execute for terrorism a former member of Aung San Suu Kyi's pro-democracy political party and a prominent democracy activist. It will be the country's first official executions since 1990, according to a spokesman who spoke to the French news agency on Friday. The junta has sentenced dozens of anti-coup activists to death as part of its crackdown on dissent after seizing power last year, but it has not yet carried out an execution. The spokesman also said two other men will be executed. He said they were convicted and sentenced to death for killing a woman the men alleged was an informer for the military junta. No date has been set for the executions. Recapping our top stories this hour, it's been 100 days since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the European Union has blacklisted Russian military commanders described as the butchers of Bucha and Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.